shouldn't do that.
Mm-hmm. And could you finish this sentence for me? I slipped on the ice and I just barely managed to keep my balance. I fell down.
Right?
How would you say that you didn't fall down, but you know, not quite, but you said.
I would say I didn't fall, but I like to.
Okay, and you say a penny is
1 cent.
And a dime is?
10.
And you say, he has lived here ever 1960s. Yeah. He lived here ever?
So he have lived here. Let me see, how do you say that?
Could you finish this sentence for me? He has lived here ever he was a little boy.
Ever since I've known him.
And on December 25th, you say...
Christmas. Happy Christmas. Merry Christmas.
And a sausage or a wiener that's on a bun is sometimes called a...
Wiener.
Yeah, is there another word for that? If it's on a bun... What if it's a sausage and not meat, or not ground meat?
I would say ground beef.
Oh, do the people in this area ever use the word hot dog? Jesus' parents were Joseph and
Mary.
And our first president was George. The first president.
The first president of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
George Washington.
And if a man and woman want to live together, they go to a preacher and get
married.
And after a man caught a cold, and he gets like this, and you say he got very
old.
And if you want to send a message to someone, you take a pencil and
right.
And to go to New York, you might do what on a train, or if you want to go out on Sunday, you say taking a Sunday. You have a word for that when you get on a train and go somewhere. What do you call that when you're going on a train?
Trip, taking a trip.
What about does anyone around here use the word ride?
Yes, sure.
How do they use it, Lenny?
Well, I'm going to take a ride today.
Probably.